Well, so first to start me off, can you tell me a little bit about how long you've been a board member of the Needham Junior Football and Cheerleading and like what sort of work you do there?
So I joined the board after my oldest son's first year. He had just finished up his third grade year in football. Someone invited me to the board, so he is now in 10th grade. So I guess that makes it either 6 or 7 years I've been on the board. I also, his third grade year, I coached a little bit. I say it loosely because I didn't play football growing up. But like they just needed extra parents, so I kind of got pulled in to help out. And then the next year I did help coach his fourth grade squad and then moved down to coach my younger son when he was in third grade and then was a head coach from his fourth grade to seventh grade. And although I'm still on the board, actually, I do not have either one of my boys playing football anymore, but I'm still on the board. My role on the board primarily has been communications. I'm the one that started submitting like the write-ups to the papers. I'm sure you've seen them. I started doing that my second year, and then just any opportunity I can get to, to communicate, who we are to the community, whether it's social media or whatever, I try to represent us.
So you mentioned your kids don't play anymore. Did they age out, or was it a sort of a parental decision?
No, they just moved on to other stuff. Both my kids are musicians, and that just became more of an interest than football. Actually, I'm a little disappointed. And I think my oldest son now, he's a sophomore. He goes to the games at the high school, and I think he kind of questions it because it is. I mean, it's by far the best sport socially to do at the high school because all the kids go to watch the games. Ultimately, it wasn't. It really wasn't his sport. I think he liked the idea of it more than he liked it. And there's just only so many things they can do, so they choose. They reach a certain age where they decide what they want to do.
Now, I asked because, like I said, I called because we're sort of covering this issue of concussions with Needham football and with sports in general. What has your experience been like dealing with concussions and seeing them in Needham youth sports?
I mean, and you want overall Needham youth sports versus football or
Well, if your main
specific
experience is
football?
with football, by all means, take me through what you've seen
Yeah,
through the football
no.
team.
My kids played soccer, they played baseball, they played lacrosse. I coached baseball a little bit. I never coached lacrosse. I never coached soccer. So I think probably coaching, you probably see more of it. I guess I would start by saying with football is I feel football gets a bad rap, especially youth football. The Board of Health in Needham was talking about putting tracking in place. Like, we would love if they would do that because we feel that what would come out is, our ratio is similar or maybe even lower than other sports that people think or perceive to be very safe. I mean, youth football is nothing like what people see on TV, either college or pros. I mean, especially at the younger ages, it's bumper cars and they're heavily padded. And it's also not the football that we grew up with. It's actually something we watch really closely with, bringing coaches on board is, I think in the 80s and the 70s, I think it was, they would just, the kids at all ages would just smash each other all the time in practice. And we hit very, very little at practice, as little as possible. Instead, it's all fundamentals, and it's all driven around safety. It's a very different approach to blocking and tackling, all trying to keep your head out of it.
And when did that attitude sort of get adopted?
I don't know. It existed when I joined the program. I mean, I think it was one of the reasons I got so excited about the program is, I mean, I just thought it was, compared to every other sport we did in town, all the coaches were just so well trained and so on top of things. And, we err so much on the side of caution that any kid, if anything, they have a headache, whatever, it could even be dehydration, we pull them out. We tell the parent they have to see a doctor, and we do not let them back on the field until they've been cleared by a doctor. And if the doctor says that they have a concussion, which actually, there's no true way to diagnose a concussion, but if the doctor determines they do, even when the doctor signs a note, we have a 5-step process they have to go through before they can return to full play.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because I've had parents of kids, that they're the ones pushing me. Well, why can't he play in the game? And I'm like, no, like, and they coach other sports, and they don't have those rules. But we're very, very strict. You know, we get the letter from the doctor. That does not mean he can return to play.
And how often would you say you deal with concussion incidents during a single football season?
I'd say 3 to 4 over the course of a season.
Okay.
I will also tell you that in football, we deal with a lot of not just head injuries, but overall injuries that happen outside of the sport. There's something about when kids are playing football, they start to feel they're invincible and they can do dumb things on the playground and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you that I still have to deal with that. If a kid does something that, you know, hurts themselves, I still have to follow obviously the same procedures, whether it happens on the football field or not.
And so when you were younger in high school, were you a football player? Were you in the program at all?
No. So that's the funny thing is, my parents didn't want me to play football. So that's what makes it unique, me being kind of the voice of Needham Junior football. My, you know, whenever I would talk that I wanted to play football, we always seemed to miss the deadline.
So
my parents later on, you know, admitted to me there was something they didn't want me to play. And then, you know, I remember when I reached high school and I could really decide for myself, I thought about playing, you know, because I love the sport, you know, and I had some people kind of convince me it was too late for me to do it. But when I went to college, I got involved in intramural football, and I realized I was actually pretty good. So if you want to talk about like a high school regret, I wish I had played, you know, I wish I had played younger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when the opportunity popped up and my kids liked the sport, I was all in on putting them into it.
And you didn't have...
My wife had second thoughts, as I think a lot of parents do, but once parents see how we do it and how we're coaching them, I mean, when I'm teaching tackling, I have this multi-step process that they have to do a perfect form one before they could ever tackle anyone, and they have to do a perfect form one on someone who's moving, and then you know, it's fit and freeze, and then I do something called a splatter pit, where there's a big pile of pads, and a kid holds a pad in front of them while they practice a form tackle on it, and that gives both of them confidence. And you're teaching them and giving that muscle memory to get that head out of the play. You're tackling with your shoulder. It's a rugby tackle. You know, we emphasize that to no end.
And outside of the parents, you know, that are, like, pushing to get their kids in the game, they're definitely on another side of the spectrum. For when these whole sort of stories broke about concussions and CTE, did you start hearing a lot from parents about saying, oh, no, I don't want my kids playing football and, you know, seeing?
Yeah, it's, you know, it gets harder and harder every year. You know, every one of those, every time you hear a pro player say, I'm not going to let my kid play football, or you hear these doctors say it, absolutely. You know, the thing that I sort of look empirically at it is, you have some doctors at Boston University that are doing analysis on NFL players, 100 very, very sick NFL players, and you're projecting that down to what youth football may or may not have caused with that. You know, in terms of what I see, there has not been a single kid in my 7 years that has had a serious head injury that has put them at risk. You know, if kids get a concussion, they're sitting them down, we're keeping them out. We're also the only sport in town that does mandatory baseline testing of all kids before they can have any contact. So if a kid is to get a head injury, we actually have a cognitive baseline test that the doctor can use, that they can use for comparison purposes,
mm-hmm.
guarantee that they're not going to send the kid back to us until cognitively they're where they need to be.
Now, you said that you've definitely seen that. What sort, have you seen a trend of less kids coming in to try out or to play for the teams?
Yeah, I mean we've had declining numbers the past 3 years, you know, and I think this year especially we had declining numbers because Park and Rec started flag football in town the exact same season as us, which you know, definitely hurt our numbers because they registered before us, and when it was time for registration, you know, parents we probably had our biggest turnout ever at our open house event in the spring, but a lot of parents were like, oh, well, we already signed him up for flag. So that, you know, I'd say, you know, the declining numbers the years before, it kind of was squad to squad. I mean, we had squads that were full with waiting lists, and we had others where it was a little hard. I think it kind of depended on, you know, who you had as a coach or parents that, you know, would really be like a Pied Piper to get, to get parents involved and really to, you know, to help them get comfortable over their fears, you know, because I feel like there's a large percentage of kids that want to play football, and it's just whether, you know, the parents can get comfortable with enough with it to let it happen.
Mm-hmm. And how many kids would you say were at that squad, say, 3 years ago versus on the squad now?
Well, at the youngest age group, we normally have a second, third grade squad. And this year we did not have enough second and third graders to have a squad. So the third graders are playing up with the fourth graders.